One of the concerns of Hawaii County officials and residents is how the recent and current disasters, the storm Izelle and the lava flow, will affect Hawaii Island's economy. Dr. Jack Seiderhout from the Manoa Scheidler College of Business says the impact of Tropical Storm Izelle on Hawaii Island's economy will have its downs, damage to homes and farms, and its ups, new construction and rebuilding. He's also looking at the lava flow.
You have to be empirically driven to get away from emotional aspects. We're still talking about a relatively isolated area on the Big Island. When you look at the total island, it is not going to have as large an impact ultimately as we think now as we're going through this.
Mayor Billy Kanoi talks about budget impacts from Izelle and getting ready for the lava.
We had a $5 million disaster fund. In Izelle, we spent about $2.5 to $3 million. Much of that, we're hopeful, can be reimbursed under the FEMA public assistance. In terms of the roads, railroad and beach road, the total cost is about $2 million. Looking at Chain of Craters Road, it's talking $7 to $8 million and potentially north of there. We're not just talking about roads, county resources, overtime.
If lava reaches private property, county tax revenues will be affected. Deputy Finance Director Deanna Sacco says properties overrun by lava will be reassessed at $100, with $25 a year in property tax. The county will also reassess properties without access. The finance department is looking at all possible funding sources, as well as doing what-ifs on reduced property taxes. But until the lava makes its move, it's a guessing game. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.